15 minutes after 8. And joining me here in the studio, we have got Marilyn Backman and Beverly Morgan Lewis. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. So you guys are with Hum Dogs, of course, and the Hum Dog Expo is coming up this weekend.
It is. We're all excited. Once again, our 30th annual.
30th?
30th. 30 years of doing this, so we're pretty excited.
That's kind of amazing.
It is.
That is kind of amazing. So explain for folks who have never been to this thing. I know a lot of folks go every year, but for there are a few stragglers who have never seen. So let's find out what this is all about.
Expo, we decided that our community needed to have an opportunity to meet different breeds. So we have about 40 breeds that we're bringing, having come that the public can meet. You can learn all about them and their idiosyncrasies and what's good about them and what's maybe a little challenging.
Right.
Sometimes folks run out and get that puppy and then they get it home and they go, oops, this does not work in my life.
That's real important, though, to get
the right
dog.
That's extremely important, yes. So that's what the premise for this, and so you can come and meet them and meet the people that love them and watch a lot of demonstrations on what dogs do. We have agility and dancing with dogs and dog sledding and drill team and tricks and just a lot of different things that you can watch us do with our dogs.
Yeah, but that's probably what you mentioned is one of my favorite things is, you know, getting to meet the different breeds and finding out what dog is right for you, because you may have, you know, maybe seen a dog on television, like Wishbone was
famous
really
Jack
popular.
Russell Terrier.
Exactly,
Terrier.
And the,
yeah.
I mean, I've the famous story with my cousins who, you know, they love dogs, but they don't have the time to actually, you know, work with a dog. Jack Russell Terriers are work. I mean, these are very bright dogs, but you've got to be on it.
They need a job. And if you don't have a job, they're going to make one up.
They'll find one.
And there's lots of breeds like that. It's not just the Jack Russell.
That was the thing.
I've got one in my lap.
I was like, why'd you guys get a Jack Russell? They're a lot of work. And you're like, we didn't know that.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're very cute.
And they're very smart. Yes, and there's another country heard from.
That's right. So, you know, perhaps maybe they should have gotten a dog that likes laying around.
Yes.
That would have been good.
Precisely.
You know, a dog that's a rug.
Rugs are good. The other thing we have going also is we have some things for children. You can, the kids can come and go on a little treasure hunt about dog facts.
Nice.
And then they take their little card they're working on and put it in a raffle, and they can maybe, or in a drawing, and maybe they can win a bicycle.
So on your lap, is that a Sheltie?
This is a Sheltie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Locket.
Oh, boy.
And she's working me for cookies right now.
Well, when I was a kid, our next-door neighbor had a champion Sheltie, and she was her name was Princess.
Of course.
And, of course. And, of course, this is a dog that obviously needs, you know, a lot of work. But this dog had a job, and this job was winning trophies, and it was just like the walls filled with trophies. It was unbelievable. This was just such a champion dog. I remember the thing that impressed me the most when I was a kid, and obviously dogs can do more than this, but the thing that blew my mind was they would open up the front door, and the dog would run out, grab the newspaper, and bring it back to the house. I was like, that's amazing.
That's amazing. Well, Locket is an agility dog, and you'll get to watch her run agility at Redwood Acres on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
She's a quick little sucker.
Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Speed. And agility is really one of my favorite things, because you get to see the dogs running through little tunnels and going up over ladders, and they absolutely love it.
They do love it. She is a little bit obsessed with it, actually. So, lots of fun.
And all kinds and sizes of dogs can do agility and obedience in those events. And they don't have to be purebred dogs to do these events. Even with the American Kennel Club sponsoring the events, mixed breed dogs, all American dogs, can participate. And so in addition to our very popular parade of breeds at 1 o'clock, where you're looking at the different purebred dogs, well, there will also be rescue groups there available to talk about rescuing dogs who may be purebred, maybe all-American mixed breed dogs that are available for rescue.
Absolutely.
We probably should mention that public dogs, as much as we love them, really aren't welcome at Expo, because there are so many dogs there, and the public dogs, that would just be over the top.
So in other words, the insurance
people get a little unhappy, so we would really appreciate if the family family pet was left home.
Yes, that is always a wise thing. Yeah. But it is really always a lot of fun to see all these different breeds. There are all kinds of different sizes, from super tiny to e-freaking-normous.
our drill team this year includes a little chihuahua named Daisy, and she's quite amazing. And she's our first chihuahua to actually be in our drill team. Mm-hmm. And so we do have little tiny to great big in the drill team this year. So that'll be, it's kind of fun to watch them.
Well, one of these days I want to see like a mastiff doing agility.
We've seen it.
There's a viral video out there. I'll send you a link.
We just couldn't fit through the tunnel though. Just
Well, yeah. And Great Danes we've seen. My favorite command of all time was a Great Dane heading into a tunnel, and the command was, little.
little.
The dog had to get little to get little. Through the...
Well, dogs, you know, that's the thing. Because our three dogs are all mixed breed, and we have three different sizes, from enormous to tiny, and they all think they're little.
Yeah. And can fit on your lap.
Right. We have, exactly. You know, our biggest one is half Great Dane, half Lab, and he's very long and tall and huge, and he's a lap dog. He likes climbing up on laps, and it can be a challenge.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to mention that we do have a drawing that all the proceeds go to our Terry Locke Memorial Spay and Neuter Fund.
Wonderful.
One of our big goals is to help a spay and neuter in the community, and we do help financially with that. If anybody is interested, they can contact us, go to our website, or call our phone number, and we would be happy to help you get your dog spayed or neutered.
Fantastic.
And the raffle is huge. There's over 100 items.
So many
and they're
things.
And it just runs the gamut. Some of it's dog related. There's jewelry. There's just things for taking care of your yard. It's all over the place. Gift certificates, lots of gift certificates.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So again, it is happening
Sunday?
It's Sunday, right, on March 5th, and that is from 10 to 4 Redwood Acres.
Yep.
And is there any cost to get in?
No, it is absolutely free to the public.
See, that's my favorite price.
Druid.
And you'll hear a lot of that.
So, speaking of Lancashire healers, that was Druid and Pixie.
Those are Beverly's pooches. There we go.
Druid.
Now, Beverly, we were just talking about this off air. We used to have a dog named Buck, Buck the Wonder Dog. A lot of you listeners who were KM listeners for a long time know Buck the Wonder Dog. He was our Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And when we took Buck to Hum Dogs to get trained, Beverly had a dog named China, mm-hmm. who looked like a littermate. Could have been brother and sister, except they were years apart,
but looked like littermates, indeed.
They really did, and it was just amazing. It really, really, really was. So, we've known each other for a long time, and we've enjoyed Hum Dogs. Hum Dogs is really great for getting your pooch trained,
yes.
And it's a really good organization. So this is a fun event.
So, mm-hmm.
So head on out to Redwood Acres this weekend, rain or shine, it's going to be happening.
Absolutely, exactly. We're undercover on all fronts there.
That's right. It's in many of the buildings there. So
yes, well, two this year, the Frank Casey, the big one,
mm-hmm.
and then. Out in the sheep barn for agility. Mm-hmm. Walk out there and in the judging pavilion, and we'll be running agility at 11 and 3:15.
All righty. Well, fantastic. Is there anything else we need to touch on? Anything else we need to let people know about?
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Okay.
Well, see you out there.
That is it. All right, Marilyn, Beverly, thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And we'll see you at the Hum Dogs Expo on Sunday, March 5th. From 10 till 4 at Redwood Acres. Should be a lot of fun.